In the hours after President Lansana Conte's death 1 year ago, Guinea's military moved quickly to suspend the constitution.
Demande à Dieu de m'éloigner de l'injustice, de la corruption, de l'impunité.
Seizing power, Army Captain Moussa Dadis Camara said he asked God to take him far from injustice, corruption, impunity, and tribalism to prevent bloody violence. The 44-year-old head of Army Fuel Supplies said the military was protecting Guinea from a dysfunctional constitution.
Ce n'est pas l'ambition du pouvoir, mais on a évité la guerre. Parce que le gouvernement d'alors, les partis politiques,
Captain Camara said it's not the ambition of the military to keep power, but rather to avoid war, because he asked, what would happen in a power struggle between political parties, the National Assembly, and the Conte government? There was no power struggle, as civilian politicians surrendered. Vowing to fight corruption and promising not to run in elections, Captain Camara initially enjoyed some popular support. But daylight banditry by uniformed soldiers and the ruling council's decision that soldiers can stand as political candidates led to increasingly vocal opposition. Thousands of people demonstrated September 28th against Captain Kamara's expected presidential candidacy. At least 157 people were killed when soldiers opened fire. As many as 100 women were raped and sexually assaulted. A UN inquiry says the violence amounts to a crime against humanity that's directly attributable to the military government, including Captain Camara. He blamed political opponents and uncontrollable elements of the military. The former head of the Presidential Guard says Captain Camara tried to blame him for the violence, so he shot the captain in the head 3 weeks ago and escaped with a small group of soldiers. In the political instability that's followed, international mediators have called for an outside protection force. Thiernu Maju So is president of Guinea's human rights organization. So says the Guinean people have no protection from an army that injures them, that kills them, and that loots their possessions. Normally, he says, an army exists to serve the people, not to serve individual interests or politics. With Captain Camara recovering in a Moroccan military hospital, Defense Minister Sakuba Konate has taken charge, calling for discipline.
Maintenant, nous devons pouvoir assurer, donner l'assurance à ce peuple-là.
General Konate has toured military barracks in the capital, saying soldiers must now reassure the Guinean people. He says that among young people in the army, there are some who are very bad, and they must be humbled, because what happened before should not happen again. The general says the army must recognize that inside its own forces, there are some people who have sown discord, and he says, we know who they are. Aliou Bari heads Guinea's National Observer Mission on Human Rights. Bari says Guineans are living with insecurity. He says he likes General Konate's call for order, but fears the level of dissonance within the ruling military council. That council says the deployment of any outside military force would be an act of war. It rejects international mediators' demands that soldiers not be allowed to run in elections. There's no official word on when Captain Camara might return to Guinea, and that uncertainty is overshadowing talks on a possible power-sharing agreement. In a national radio program marking the anniversary of the coup, military spokesman Colonel Moussa Keita said Captain Camara is doing very well and will be back to Conakry soon. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner told lawmakers in Paris this week that he hopes Captain Camara does not return to Guinea, as he says that could trigger civil war. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.